Many booms turn to bust. Unlike, say, WeWork, most entertainment firms have a plausible strategy, but too much cash is now chasing eyeballs. Netflix is burning $3 billion a year and would need to raise prices by 15% to break even. Tricky when there are over 30 rival services. It hopes that its fast-growing international markets will create economies of scale. As well as saturation, the other danger is debt. Deals and high spending have caused American media firms to build up $500 billion of borrowing. When the shakeout comes, history offers two dispiriting examples of how a consumer-friendly boom can turn into a stitch-up. Telecoms and airlines in America saw a riot of competition in the 1990s, only to become financially stretched and then reconsolidated into oligopolies that are known today for poor service and high prices. This is why government has a role in keeping the entertainment business competitive. First, it should prevent any firm, including the tech giants, from acquiring a dominant share in the content business. Second, it should require the companies that own the gateways to content, such as telecoms firms or handset providers such as Apple that can control what screens show, to have an open access policy and not discriminate against particular content firms. Last, it should make sure subscribers can move their personal data from one firm to another so they do not become locked into one service. Few people look to Hollywood for economics lessons, but the entertainment epic has featured vibrant capital markets. Buyout firms, stock markets, and junk bonds have all financed the industry's reinvention. The stars have been billionaire entrepreneurs such as Reed Hastings, Netflix's boss. And open borders have set the scene, since talent comes from around the world, and a majority of streaming subscribers now live outside America. Across the economy, these elements are at risk as politicians and voters veer away from open trade and free markets. For a reminder of why they matter, turn on your screen and press play.